Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I fully support the Aquatic Center. I think it's going to be a great item. $132,000 for a study to find out where to put it, I think is absolutely astronomical. I think basically pick a spot. I mean, you get a map, you look for, you know, you talk to the community. I think we could save, it went down from 200,000 to 132,000. But $132,000 for a study is too much. I mean, that could go to the Aquatic Center itself.
So Commissioner James Caulkins raising in his usual diplomatic manner his concerns about the cost of a study for the Aquatic Center to figure out what it should be, where it should go, what does the public want, is there even a justification, a need for an Aquatic Center of some kind? He says, I just pull out a map and pick a spot, man. We can save $132,000. We don't need no stinking study.
This is what folks get annoyed with when it comes to taxpayer money going to wrong things. I don't think we need a company to determine a location. Like I said, it would take a day, get a map of the county, look at different locations that we own or certain properties that we can purchase, and come up to the board with an idea of a location, and we vote yay or nay on it. And I mean, we got traffic counts, we got all that, we know which areas are populated. We don't need a $132,000 study to tell us that.
A whole day, sir? You're gonna waste a whole day looking at maps, looking at the website, looking at, you know, data, traffic to see where this... I could do it for you in a minute. Just print out a map of the county, put it up on the wall, and grab a dart. Just throw a dart at the wall. Any location. I mean, look, honestly, if the people really want an aquatic center, it doesn't matter where you put it, it's going to be fine. It's not to worry about things like geotechnical surveys, not to worry about things like community engagement, not to worry about things like, you know, what do people actually want the facility? Just, you know, Put 10 things up on a wheel, spin it, and you get the, you know, oh, look, it's going to be a pool with a putting green and 14 chaise lounges and a dartboard for East Milton. There we go. Done. Say, I didn't even waste you a whole day. I'm sympathetic to the concern, right? The concern is studies that don't produce something. But also, don't you need to have a little bit of more than just pull out the map and throw a dart and we're good? Anything is fine? I mean, it was 200, and they got it down. Remember Sam Parker? You may not know this, but you know Sam Parker a couple of weeks ago had said, "I think I can work with them, Baskerville Donovan. I believe is the firm. We can work with them. We can get them down from you know 200 to you know somewhere more in the like well something better. Give me a little bit of time. I can work with them." Okay, so it did. So dropped, you know, got it down from 200 to 132. That's good. That's an improvement. That's 72, 3,000, 5, 8, 7, $70,000. I guess they got it down. Okay, so that's good. So Colton Wright, in what I can only describe as an act of great restraint, says, "So there's more to this than just you know what Commissioner Calkins is saying."
Since it sounds like this is going to go to a vote on Thursday, I'd just like to make a couple comments since I won't be here Thursday to do so. In the backup that's out there for the public, it outlines the entire or the draft, what the scope of work would be. Just so people know, number one, there's a community engagement needs assessment that would have a significant amount of outreach in the community that would help determine what does the community want out of an aquatic center. Does the community want an aquatic center? Number one.
Fair enough. Maybe $132,000 discovers that we shouldn't spend several million dollars to build this thing. That's entirely possible. Maybe you discover that it's, you know, 43 loud people who are making noise. Now, given the shortage of, you know, pool practice spaces for Santa Rosa County, particularly, you know, kids and teams, I think that's an unlikely outcome of the study. But it's one possibility. You know, also,
Site analysis and due diligence, obviously trying to make sure that you find the appropriate sites that the geotech could be performed on and are suitable. A concept for facilities design and opinion of probable construction costs, what that facility would possibly look like, whether it be simply just a community pool, which I don't think is what any of us really want, whether it's a competition pool, whether it's aquatic therapy, an additional pool, what that looks like, which obviously would help us with possible funding in the future. And then operational costs and economic impact. So it's more than just simply pulling out a map and trying to pick a spot.
So you mean that for $132,000, what we get is a comprehensive analysis of the needs of the community, the input from the community, the survey of possible available properties, which would follow figuring out what the people want so that you can know how much space you need because you got to figure out what you're actually going to build to satisfy the demand, where it's going to be located, what kind of traffic impact that might have, what kind of economic impact that might have, what the cost could actually be. That's not stuff you can figure out in just a day by looking at a map? Huh. It's weird. It's almost like there's professional people who spend their lives doing something a certain way in order to produce a better outcome, and that maybe that's what you pay people. I get the concern because we all know that local governments – I think the city of Pensacola has probably been the worst offender on this, but they're not the only ones, okay? Local governments have spent a lot of money over the years on unnecessary studies. But the main unnecessary component of the studies on which they've wasted money over the years, in my opinion, has been we do the study and then we just don't implement it. And then you naturally ask the question, well, then why did we bother doing the study? Well, I don't have any doubt that if we do the Aquatic Center study in Santa Rosa County and the study comes back, oh, man, this is going to be $28 million and there's nowhere good to put it and nobody's going to be happy even if you do. They'll probably be like, that's $132,000 well spent to discover what not to do. But if that study comes back with some much more reasonable price tag and says, oh, my God, you don't know how much support there is out there for this, and we can really do a lot of things, and it's going to impact, you know, sports tourism, and it's going to solve problems for practice areas, and, you know, even things you might not think about, like lifeguard training. I mean, okay, it comes back with that. I have no doubt that the county commission is going to be like, oh, let's do it. So it's hard to imagine an outcome here where the county would spend the money on the study and then not implement it if it comes back with reasonably favorable analysis, reasonably affordable cost. And so I don't think that general concern about wasted money on studies is a factor in this case. And since they've managed to, you know, cut down the price by one-third, I think you just take that win. Oh, okay. Well, good job. Commissioner Parker, you know, good job getting the cost down. Let's go. You know, so again, professionals working in a field may take more than just one day and may take more than, you know, just enough supplies to print off a map and throw a dart at a wall. And so you may have to actually pay in order to get a comprehensive first step before you actually do something as complicated as building an aquatic center. Or you could just do the old random James Calkins approach. Hell, just pick a spot and build. What are you going to build? I don't know. Just build it. Well, how much is it going to be? I don't care. Just as long as it's not a Taj Mahal. Remember, he says that about the medical examiner's facility. Just no Taj Mahal. Something less than a Taj Mahal. Somewhere between Tent City and Taj Mahal. That's what we want. And give me a bargain price. Let me vote on it. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, the one bit of really good breaking news that came out of yesterday's Coffee with the Commissioner for Jeff Bergosh. You heard David mention it. The rumble strips are going away. have you driven the Perdido Key roundabout lately? This caught us by surprise, and I know it caught everybody else by surprise. So the concern was, a reasonable concern, is that people were going through that roundabout too fast. It because of the design slash the alignment slash habit, visibility, just kind of put all of that into one thing. People were going through there too quickly. They were, you know, they were speeding up onto the roundabout and then not really, I mean, dangerous, right? Because the whole point of a roundabout is to slow traffic down. It's to facilitate traffic flow by slowing it to a place where it can all be merged together in a roundabout fashion. That's the idea of the roundabout. Well, if it doesn't slow the traffic down, then you're sort of thwarting one of the main design objectives of the thing. Now, is that because it wasn't designed well? Lots of conversation. Commissioner Bergosh is convinced it wasn't designed well. I don't have any argument with that. I don't feel like I know enough about roundabout design to really say why it's not been a raging success. But let's grant that that's true. Well, the answer from the county was, okay, well, let's put in those rumble strips, you know, the when you drive over it, like it's going to warn you that upcoming, there's a stop sign. Upcoming, there's a, you know, a stoplight. When you go off the road, the ones on the side of the road, they're not called rumble strips, but, you know, the things that warn you that you wandered off of the side of the road. That's what they put in. And a lot of places, when you have the rumble strips, it's just kind of like a gentle reminder. Hey, wake up, dummy. Something's coming. These were more in the vicinity of, hey, your kid got a loose tooth? We can take care of that for you. You know, like that's really, really obnoxious rumble strips. And so now they're supposed to get removed on Monday, starting Monday, and then people can kind of go back to the way it was, which is better-ish, and then eventually, as he's been saying for quite some time now, they're either going to change the roundabout, make it bigger, align it properly, make it work the way it should work, or if that cannot be done or will not solve the problems, then a traffic light. So, which is probably the right answer. That's probably the right answer for that solution. 522 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are gonna die.
Boone, we're the only white people here.
If I had my time again, I would do it all.
Good morning, 526 News Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have these atmospheric conditions going on right now that I know is may be affecting your ability to listen on 92.3 and 95.3. If that is the case, just a reminder, you can always switch over to AM 1620 or digital 98.7 channel 3 or the app. If you have the app on your phone, just hook that up to the Bluetooth in your car or whatever. But always the AM 1620 signal is there. And, you know, just remember that in cases where the weather is making it a little bit weird to get 92.3 or 95.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Arizona's House of Representatives has voted to repeal a Civil War era abortion law. Democrats in the state successfully pushed through a bill to repeal the 1864 law that banned nearly all abortions in the state. That bill now heads to the Senate, and it's expected to be passed there next month. Teen births in the U.S. are at a record low. A new report from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics says about 3.5 million teen births were recorded in the U.S. in 2023. That's down 2% from the year before, and follows a general decline in teen births over the last decade.
Yeah, so this is one of those, it's good news as long as ... And it's good news as long as they're not just aborting the children, right? I mean, you know, if it's really, you know, fewer teens getting pregnant, which is always a byproduct of fewer teens having sex, and or more teens using effective contraception, which is not likely to change because that's a matter of human psychology and practice, this is generally good news. But it is kind of, it's a weird victory to take because we know that generally teens are having less premarital sex. And you know, the reasons why are interesting. You know, they're not as social, not as they're more interested in their, you know, computers and on their phones and not doing as many events and things like that. It's a weird sociological phenomenon that we're experiencing right now. It's not like we have this sudden wave of morality.
Right.
You know, they're not suddenly like, you know, what we ought to do is just wait for marriage. I mean, I wish that were the case, but there seem to be other factors at play in, you know, what is creating this reduction in teen pregnancy. So it just it is interesting. And it, generally speaking, that's a better thing.
Absolutely. And President Biden's campaign apparently planning to continue using TikTok despite the bill that could lead to its ban here in the near future. Wednesday, the president signed the foreign aid package laying the groundwork for that potential ban in the U.S. And a campaign official tells reporters, though, that TikTok is still one of the many places that their content is being seen by voters.
Did you happen to notice any of the various moments of not great intellectual prowess that happened yesterday with President Biden? Did you happen to? Well, this
I wasn't watching.
This was one.
Sense. I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
That's an okay one. This is the much better one, in my opinion.
I see in America where we defend democracy, not diminish it. I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy the gross and the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm. Standard
stump
speech.
So we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
The teleprompter had a cue note to wait for the crowd's pre-planned four more years insert, which he read, and then also read the note from the teleprompter to pause the speech for the crowd chant. Listen again.
Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
It's like Ron Burgundy.
It's, wow.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The last scheduled argument of the term for the U.S. Supreme Court features an immunity claim by former President Trump, who will not be there.
The judge in his New York trial ruled he needs to be present in court in Manhattan throughout the criminal trial. Trump exclusively telling me yesterday, quote, he thinks he is above the Supreme Court. He is prohibiting me from going to the presidential immunity hearing, where some of the great legal scholars will be arguing the case, the most important case in many years.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day seven, the hush money trial. The prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Chaos on the college campuses.
No, get on the ground.
I was moving.
Lay down.
I was moving.
Cops arresting more than 30 people at the University of Texas at Austin, including a Fox TV affiliate photographer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio, 92.3, and right now we've got 64 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Escambia County public safety leaders have unveiled their plan for lifeguards to for Perdido Key this summer. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says it's not set in stone just yet, but as for now, the plan is to set up a tower at public access number 2 with 2 lifeguards stationed there. A third lifeguard would rove between public access points 1, 3, and 4.
Our plan is 2 at access 2, 1 roving, and like I said, it might mix and match and hybrid, but we will have a presence out here throughout the summer, and we're looking at starting May 23rd is what we're looking at starting.
And Gilmore does say the lifeguard stand is expected to be delivered the first week of May. The county did decide to add lifeguards at Perdido Key last year after a teenager died trying to save people caught up in rip currents. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not all that concerned about missing out on some federal funding for the Pensacola International Airport expansion in this latest round.
The closer you are with a completed design, the more likely you are to get funded, right? If you know that there's some time. So our airport team's working hard and diligently on getting that design completed. It's not fully completed yet.
Assuming Governor DeSantis doesn't veto it in the state budget, the city does have $5 million on the way from the state, which is a bit of a far cry from the estimated $70 million price tag. Still, Mayor Reeves says that they're working on the design phase and they intend on being more aggressive for future consideration for funding through the FAA Terminal Grant Program. Governor DeSantis putting pen to paper on a couple of hurricane-related bills yesterday. One spends $30 million on a pilot program to benefit condo owners.
This is going to help the Coastal Condominium Associations harden condo infrastructure and protect against wind damage by creating a program similar to My Safe Florida Home.
And the other bill, My Safe Florida, would protect homes against hurricanes. The governor says that program prioritizes senior citizens as they have fixed incomes and may have older homes as well. The Environmental Protection Agency recently finalized its rules regarding allowable levels of PFAS, or forever chemicals. That limit set at 4 parts per trillion. Local water utilities do have a few years, though, to meet that new standard.
This board and previous boards have been investing in this topic, knowing it was coming for many years. We already have 9 wells that have those systems, filtering systems, already in place. Another 4 are currently in construction as we speak before this rule even came down.
ECUA's Bruce Woody, and he says they have another 13 wells that will need to have filters installed. That means a capital investment of roughly $42 million. It's 534 News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We have a beautiful day in store for today with temperatures warming up near 82 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Lows tonight dropping near 65 degrees. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Friday night temperatures dropping near 67. Our gorgeous pattern continues for the weekend with plenty of sunshine, highs topping out upper 70s, low 80s. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 64 in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Our next news at 5:35, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. TSA has unveiled its newest screening technology that verifies travelers' identities using facial recognition, and it has been set up at Pittsburgh International Airport. The tech confirms a traveler's identity by matching the photo on their ID with a photo taken at a TSA checkpoint. Airport officials say the system alerts authorities if someone presents a fake ID or one that is expired. Boarding passes will also come up when travelers' identity is verified, meaning they do not have to be presented during screening. Mining giant BHP Group has announced it made an all-share takeover offer for rival Anglo American, valuing the company at roughly $39 billion. Anglo American shares jumped 12% upon the news. The company confirmed it had received an unsolicited, non-binding, and highly conditional offer, and it was reviewing the proposal. Futures are moderately lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 42. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, I had a good conversation with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, big event yesterday. I missed it because I was busy waiting on not getting a tire fixed at Walmart yesterday. Separate issue. And we had a staff meeting, so I couldn't come. I want to. I'm really eager to see the whole project. It looks amazing. What I had seen from the perimeter looked pretty amazing. Dramatic revamp of that entire space. The main question that I have for you that, you know, you kind of covered it, but I want to get, like, right to the point of, You talked about how there's been testing being done. It's, you know, the water quality at Bruce Beach is no worse than any other beach or comparable to any other beach. That it's mainly more intended for like paddleboard, kayak rather than swimming. But that's my question is it safe to swim? Is there stuff in the soil that makes it as opposed to contaminants in the water? I was always under the impression that there was some debris and trash in that area. Would Mayor D.C. Reeves get in the water at Bruce Beach and swim?
Yeah, we're talking about two different things. You hit it. One is, what was this park designed for, and what could you physically do? That's basically what you're asking. So there is no physical limitation. There will not be a, you cannot swim here because of bacteria, because of whatever sign, because we've tested it 2021, we tested it 2022. And just to be sure, we tested it again on April 8th. And when I say we, that isn't the mayor going out and hoping, you know, that doesn't know how to test water and hoping that it's a good sample. This is the Department of Health. This is other, the county, the city, all involved in this process, so that we're looking at these results. So I'm extremely confident in the water quality of it being comparable, that any of the bacteria, fecal matter is avian, that has been confirmed. Sometimes you just test for that bacteria and you say it's in there or it's not, and now you can dig deeper with a more detailed test. So we feel good about that. Now, understand there's two reasons that Bruce Beach was designed the way it was. Like you said, you have kind of a marsh area there, a protected area, required by some of the EPA, I believe, or DEP, that's been there for years. That's got the riprap there and protected, a great place to go kayaking. And also, if you understand the history, and we did a lot of research back in 2018 with alongside Scape, the designer, asking, you know, what did this space mean to people? Remember, this was Bruce Pool. This was Bruce Beach, where the segregated African-American pool and beach access. And one of the issues that a lot of the folks, the older folks in our community who did swim here as kids said, you know, there's a lot of heartache in the community about some of the drowning that actually happened there because there was a steep drop off. And so that's not to say that's what's going to happen here. Certainly, again, it's not, we're not saying you can't swim. But I think you have to understand that fact when you understand why it was designed more as a paddleboarding, kayaking, outdoor type thing, not because you can't literally get in the water, if that makes sense. So maybe that answers your question.
Well, again, my question had been, like, I just, again, rumbling around the back of my brain is, aside from water quality, I had thought that there were soil and issues there, whether, I don't know whether I, like, buried pilings or metal or glass or what, you know, and obviously, you know, it's a very different thing to, you know, walk around in soil like that if that's the issue. Again, if the water is safe, that's one thing. Is the soil safe for people to be splashing around in it, putting their dogs in it and their kids in it? You know, what can you tell me?
Yeah, look, I think, again, 6 years in the making from the genesis of this project, from design, from community feedback, from construction, financing, all of those things. And I was just out there yesterday, and there is no sign out there that says you can't swim. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think you know, yes, you have the ability to go out and do that. And I trust that all the experts over the last 6 years, in terms of, you know, if there was going to be a danger out there, that would be highlighted. So, you know, I trust all that research that's happened over the years to say that it would be a safe place to swim. Now, again, that's not its primary design and function, but certainly, yeah, there's the sand. You can walk right in the water like you were at the beach.
Okay. And would you, I don't even know, are you a beach person? Would you swim there?
Sure. I mean, again, I mean, if you're asking me from a safety standpoint, you know, is there a beach that's easier to swim at, like the National Seashore in terms
of
all that? Because it's not a big beach, you know, if there's not a lot of sand there. But would I? Sure.
Okay. And by the way, I love it, the idea that we will have, as you talked about yesterday, that, you know, there's this kind of seawall encounter between the water and the land, that this is one of the very few places on the southern facing front of Pensacola where you can even find actual waterfront access at sand. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You mentioned yesterday in your press conference, I agree with you that this is a huge development, that the central receiving facility for Lakeview is open to take as the first point of encounter for Baker Acts. This is a big deal. This is a huge problem, and it looks like we're on the verge of getting it resolved.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, grateful to Lakeview and Senator Brox, I know, has been involved, and others. You remember this several months back, the issue that we were going to have in terms of Baker Act and the time it takes to process those.
Mm-hmm.
So you could ask the question, why does this affect you as a citizen? Because you've just taken police resources that are out protecting the city from hours down to minutes. To have experts there, Lakeview does a great job with really every initiative that they work on alongside us, and we work on a lot together. So I'm very, very appreciative to have that up and going, and I couldn't imagine how appreciative our police department and sheriff's department and others are going to have that resource. So as I mentioned in the press conference, that might be a bullet footnote, you know, in terms of exciting things for the regular citizen here, but understand the type of public safety value that has
In
our community and how much it helps our first responders.
And I mean, you know, any of us might have something happen in our lives where we need that service for us or a loved one. And we want it to be done efficiently and in the best possible way. So it's an important service to have. It's a vital part of law enforcement. And, you know, I think it's big news, even as you said, it might for some people be just kind of a bullet point pass over. Morningfield study. Okay, my perception is, like, we have the whole marina there on the west side of Community Maritime Park, and obviously you've got the other marina areas, like, behind Fish House, and then the big one, you know, right there on Palafox or whatever. What's the indication that we need to have more that would justify a study like this?
Well, I think there's two things we're looking at, and let's reverse engineer this. You know, we've been very successful in how we've procured grants, I feel like, and that's certainly a feather in the cap of our team here. And so let's reverse engineer this. Regardless, let's just assume that a mooring field in terms of storm resiliency for our downtown, in terms of increased accessibility, maybe we'll have more regattas here, for example, down the road, sailing races that would need more capacity, those types of things that are the amenities are multiple within if we were to snap our fingers and have one. But the reality is whatever this study comes back at, unless they say it's just not feasible based on the water, water or soil or something, we're talking about a project that's going to be several million dollars. I mean, I can't imagine it would be less than $10 million.
Well, because you have to build a water break, right? I mean, that's going to be one of the key parts, and that's the resiliency element.
That's right. It would be the size, complication of the breakwater is ultimately going to be an intense cost, no matter what, right? Well, we can't go for, let's say, a resiliency grant, of which there are many, or water quality or storm hardening. There's grants out there for that. We could put in for something like that, but not with nothing on paper. I can't just say, hey, I got a crazy idea. Why don't we do this? That doesn't win you a lot of grants. So the way we're looking at this is for $50,000, number one, we can finally answer the question that's been asked for many years here, which is, is that even possible that you could have a breakwater out there that we see in communities all over Florida? Is that possible? And number two, what is the cost? So this is not design, 100% design that you could go out and construct. This is it possible? If so, where is it? How big is it? What's a rough cost estimate? So if nothing else, we answer the question first, and then we find out what the potential benefits are second. It does it help us if a hurricane were to come through? And Andrew, you covered it, all the damage that happens inside, these slips up and down downtown, all the boats and everything else. Third, we get a rough idea of cost, so we're now finally equipped with something that we can actually go after, because this will not be a general fund project, I guarantee that. This is going to have to be grant-funded, federal-funded, if this is going to ever come to fruition. So, consider it the entry price to get in and have an opportunity to see if it's realistic and potentially wait down the road, get it funded from another source outside of the city.
Okay, no, that makes sense. This is sort of the down payment investigative, earnest money, so to speak, to find out what's the cost, what's the value, what sort of grant funding might be available, and could we, for $50,000, eventually leverage into a multi-million-dollar project that would make us more accessible for boaters and also more stormers. Okay, all right, I see that.
That's right.
Last thing before we get to the lightning round, the airport and frustration over us being on the hot list or the bad list or the whatever list for the TSA. and wanting us to have better security screening, especially in the wake of us not getting federal grant money to build the expansion. What are you looking for from the government here?
Yeah, I have a lot of adjectives, I think, for that list as well. look, this is what we need. You know, as I said, a week, a month. You know, I'm very intentional at press conferences to not go and say, "Hey, we had one bad instance with FDOT or with a federal agency," and just jump out there. I mean, but as I said, a year is long enough. And you know, number one, you know, I think our citizen needs to understand that the TSA line, when you're frustrated and you see how long that line is, those are not airport employees. That is not something we can control. Right. I'm a customer service guy. I guarantee you, if it was something we could control, we'd have three times as many people there than we need when we started to see lines like that, because it is frustrating. And secondly, is it's a federal agency, and it's run out of Jacksonville at this point. Our airport is. And we need help. We continue to be on this list 12 times, I think, last year, 4 times already this year, including 2 different times we were on twice in one day. And that is their list. That's not us being mad about a time being too long. This is their own metric that we are on a national hot list for this. So I'm asking our delegation, and you know, I do want to make one clarification. The letter template we gave out had Rick Scott's name on it, the senator. It went to all of our delegations.
Got it. Not singling him out.
At the agencies. Yeah. And I want to make that clarification, because Rick Scott is as good a partner to this city as anyone. I hear from him almost, I would say, more than anybody at the national level. Calls me personally, checking on things when he sees something in the news. So. I don't want to make it give the impression that was this letter only
some
to him
defect
or the
with him, right?
Him. But
no, that makes
but
sense.
I know this, he's going to try to attack this problem for us for sure. I know that, because he always does. So and he's a great ally for us.
Okay.
In Pensacola.
All right. Well,
but,
no,
yeah,
that's good.
That's what we need help with that. And we, you know, I think the citizens expect more. And this is economic development for us. You know that, Andrew. I mean,
oh,
we can't have these lines where people now don't want to use our airport. I mean, we've got to do something. So I just felt compelled at this point to write this letter.
It's a different kind of traffic problem that we're having, and one that we have no control over solving. That makes perfect sense to me. Well, I always like to end with the lightning round. Is there a food item in your younger days, which is not that long ago for you, but in your younger days, a food item that maybe you bought because you didn't have money to buy the good stuff, whether it's, you know, Totino's pizzas or generic mac and cheese or ramen? Is there one that stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you took mine right out of the gate.
Oh, sorry.
Totino's pizza. I mean, that, in Tallahassee, we buy it all out. $1.19, I think.
It's burn your mouth good, man. That's good stuff. Is there a particular way you peel a banana? There are multiple ways, in case you were not familiar. Are you from the stem,
from the
bottom? Are you a cut and peel? What do you do?
All 4 sides from the top. I didn't know there was another way.
Okay, from the stem, and you just rip and you grip and rip and peel. Is that how you do?
Yeah, very conventional, very boring guy.
All right. And how many emails and or unread emails do you tolerate in your email box?
Well, I can tell you my personal email, if you want me to just even look right now, I have 43,295.
Unread or total?
Email at this moment. Unread.
Unread. Nice. Yes.
Yeah. It's an email I've had since college, so every marketing thing or every 10% off coupon I've ever
nice.
Signed up for. You know?
All right.
But in my work email, don't worry, folks, in my work email, we're talking about a number under 40 or 20 or 0.
Wow. You know,
we get it cleaned up on a regular basis.
That's impressive. Is that unread or is that all emails?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unread. We get all our emails read on our work. Yeah.
Very good.
As you can tell, it takes priority over my personal.
I figured that would have to be the case, and certainly comparing the two accounts, I understand. I'm the same way, work and personal, same thing. D.C. Reeves, he's the mayor of Pensacola, so we look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. Maybe it can be as fast as the 11-minute agenda review on Monday. Maybe not. We'll see. That's up to Casey Jones. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
And seriously, it was an 11-minute meeting on Monday that 1 minute of that was they were having some technical issues. Like, it was a 10-minute agenda review. That was amazing. Definitely a medal winner. Probably won't be that short tonight. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even 4-year-olds learn to read. beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join Ballet Pensacola's new artistic director, Stefano Candrivra, today at 10 a.m. with guest dancers from Ballet Pensacola's upcoming performance of The Sleeping Beauty. Tickets are online at balletpensacola.org. From May 3rd through May 5th, shows at the Sanger Theater. Don't miss this classic story of Princess Aurora cursed with 100 years of sleep. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are going to die. Boom.
Woman! Whoa! Man! Whoa! Man!
Good morning, 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump returns to court in New York City today. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker on tap for another day of testimony. Also today, the former president's claim that he can't face prosecution for anything done in the Oval Office if he's not first impeached and convicted will go before the Supreme Court.
Wait, so he's got to be in court in New York on the hush money trial while the Supreme Court is hearing the immunity question. Oh, man, that ain't right.
No.
I mean, you're in two. The New York should defer to the Supreme Court and give the day off. Like, this is an easy call to me. Listen, whoever he is, no matter what you think of him, if the former president of the United States is in a case at the Supreme Court, that's a two-hour event. And it's, you know, there's no fluctuation. It's not a 4 or 5 week trial. You give him the day off so he can go attend his own Supreme Court oral arguments. I mean, if he would. I don't know that he would, but you at least make it possible. Sorry, go ahead. That's amazing. Go ahead, David.
Dozens of people have now been arrested after a protest at the University of Texas at Austin. This happened after a protest on the university's south lawn. By the time it was said and done, 34 arrests were made there. And the
have
U.S.
you watch any of the videos of these things? It's crazy. It's hundreds and hundreds of people. And in some cases, the police is probably a little bit over aggressive in the response. But in a lot of cases, just trying to, you know, clear out these things. So it is still baffling to me that we have so many.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Yes. It's
really
bizarre.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture now says any dairy cows that are transported across state lines need to be tested for bird flu. This is after an outbreak of bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time here recently. And just this week, fragments of the virus were found in pasteurized milk samples.
Mm. What if they move by their own? You know, what if they just migrate themselves, like catch a bus or something? Do they still need to be tested at the border, like at the agricultural station? Is that
This is your dairy cow checkpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
Cows must stop.
Given how effective the Biden administration is at sort of, you know, border enforcement. or should we say Borden enforcement?
Nice.
I feel a little bit dirty about that one. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Borden enforcement. This is the kind of stuff that you get what you pay for, okay? And how much you pay for your radio. Anyway, by the way, if you're having any signal issues on the FM, you can always listen to AM 1620. That's a strong signal. Always.
You're listening to the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.